This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. If you're a label reader when you food shop, you might have noticed they were missing. The rest of us, maybe not so much. I'm talking here about country of origin labels, the requirements that went into effect in 2009 that obliged meat packers to identify where the animals were born, raised, and slaughtered. Those requirements were repealed in 2015, but now two rancher groups are suing the Department of Agriculture to get them back. Marketplace's Annie Baxter explains why.
The rancher groups filing the lawsuit say consumers want to purchase meat from animals born, raised, and slaughtered here, and they should be able to know if that's not the case. Right now, for example, pieces of beef from Canada can come across the border to a U.S. processor and get ground into hamburger. That hamburger can be sold without any indication of its origin.
Massive companies that have supply chains all over the world can import beef and pass it off as U.S. beef, and this allows them to drive down the prices they pay U.S. producers.
That's David Moraskin with the law firm Public Justice. He's representing the rancher groups in the lawsuit. Daryl Peel, an ag economist at Oklahoma State University, says there's a good reason the U.S. ditched country of origin labels for pork and beef. They created big headaches for the meat industry. Feedlots and meat packers had to keep foreign and domestic cattle separate.
Packers had to devote shifts or dedicated parts of shifts to slaughtering those animals so that they could get the labeling right when they came through the packing plant.
The World Trade Organization ruled in 2015 in favor of Canada and Mexico that the extra regulations unfairly hurt them. To avoid retaliation in the form of huge taxes, the U.S. repealed the labeling rule for beef and pork. Peel thinks mandating origin labels for meat signals a food safety issue, which he says it's not.
Any product that comes in, animals or already processed as meat, has to meet U.S. food safety inspections or it's not allowed in.
But the rancher groups hope country of origin labeling will come back for beef and pork, possibly with a rewrite of NAFTA. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.